This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. On this Super Bowl Sunday, you might catch one of these expensive ads by some of the big car makers.
Introducing the Accord Cross Tour with available four-wheel drive.
The all-new Hyundai Sonata.
With 13 different models, it's a whole new Volkswagen and a whole new game.
GM and Ford opted to save their cash this year and pass on advertising during the Super Bowl. So did Toyota, which has been running a slightly different ad on TV lately.
In recent days, our company hasn't been living up to the standards that you've come to expect from us, or that we expect from ourselves.
An ad by Toyota addressing its decision to recall some 8 million cars because of acceleration problems. GM, Ford, Chrysler, and Hyundai are among the car makers sweeping in to take advantage of Toyota's misfortune. Those companies are offering $1,000 rebates to customers who trade in one of those recalled Toyota models. We begin the hour with a look at Toyota's troubles, and in a few minutes, why this issue might just be the tip of the iceberg for what lies ahead with Japan's overall economy. First, though, to NPR's Luisa Lim in Japan, who's covering the story. And Luisa, what are you hearing about a possible recall of the Toyota Prius models?
Well, it does look as if we are moving closer to a recall. The Japanese press is reporting that it's likely to happen sometime in the next few days. They say that we're now waiting for approval from the Japanese government. We are, however, hearing that the fix seems to be relatively easy. The Kyodo News Agency says it takes just an hour and can be done in dealerships. But I think the real significance is the damage to Toyota's reputation. This Prius was its so-called halo car. It was the gold standard. So to admit any flaws with it is deeply embarrassing.
I understand you've just come back from Toyota City, which is a little bit like the Detroit of Japan. What are people who live there telling you? Are they distressed?
The mood is very downbeat. People are very depressed indeed. This is a city that revolves around Toyota. But interestingly, the older workers haven't really been that surprised. Many of them believe that, in fact, the problems stem from this extraordinary corporate culture, that philosophy of production in Toyota. And one of the main tenets is eliminating any kind of waste. And for example, one of the ideas in this lean production technique is to use the same auto part in lots of different models. But of course, if there's a problem, for example, as there was with this gas pedal, it means a huge number of models are affected. So people fear that the cost cutting just was too great, and that's really affected Toyota's reputation for safety and quality, which were always its watchwords.
I've read that some in Japan suspect a deliberate American ploy behind all this, a ploy to boost U.S. auto sales. Are you hearing any of that?
People are pointing out that the U.S. government owns 60% of GM. So this, Toyota's problems are going to be good for GM and good for American automakers. And there was one auto analyst who I interviewed who said he felt that the U.S. government had really bounced Toyota into these recalls. It hadn't followed the proper procedures as it normally does. And other people are saying, they're pointing out that Ford is also recalling hybrids, but it isn't getting the same amount of publicity. So there are people who believe there could be a conspiracy theory.
That's NPR's Luisa Lim in Tokyo. Thank you.
Thank you.